Good morning. This is Abby with your daily Berlin briefing for Monday, July 16th, 2018. Today is Global Hug Your Kids Day. After a three-month test phase in Berlin, the Chinese rental bike company Ofo intends to withdraw from the German market for the time being. Ofo told the news agency DPA that Berlin was the only location in Germany so far and that the company will responsibly leave the capital in the coming weeks. The yellow and black bicycles will be removed from the roads and relocated to other European markets. A company spokesperson explained that it is a strategic decision based on the respective market performance. However, a return to Germany is not ruled out. According to Ofo, around 3,000 bicycles were on the streets of Berlin. The company is one of several Chinese rental companies in the capital and is financed by the well-known Chinese IT giant Alibaba, among others. The Chinese main competitor, Mobike, on the other hand, expanded its offer in Germany last week. From now on, the silver and orange bikes can also be rented in Cologne, in addition to Berlin and Dusseldorf. Meanwhile, Obike, another low-cost provider, has guaranteed the refund of deposits. Last week, the company from Singapore filed for insolvency in its home market. Obike announced on Twitter that this will have no effect on the German market. Deposits can be reclaimed at any time via the corresponding app. In addition, the company will no longer require a deposit for new registrations starting next week. At the same time, the Berlin Traffic Administration has not been able to reach the German headquarters since April. In the meantime, a project of, quote, anonymous urbanists called LibreBike has published a paper that shows how the remaining O-bikes can be unlocked to make them available to the public. LibreBike is inspired by an anarchistic free transport program from the Netherlands. While the activists claim to not support theft, the action is illegal in the eyes of Berlin police. The controversial experiment of automatic face recognition by cameras and computers at Berlin's Zuidkorts station is about to expire. However, the evaluation of the camera images is not yet finished. A second attempt to analyze filmed situations and objects by computer programs is expected to begin at the end of September. The Deutsche Bahn wants to determine how well the programs can detect rare or dangerous deviations from normality in the station. The program has been operational since August of 2017. The computers have stored the faces of about 300 volunteers and are supposed to recognize when these people show up at the station. The program was initiated by the federal government as an anti-terror measure. Data protectors sharply criticized automated face recognition as they believe the technology violates people's personal rights and gives way to a surveillance state. According to the Federal Ministry of the Interior, it has not been determined yet when and in what form the results of the one-year project will be published. Now, Deutsche Bahn wants to use the cameras for its own test of modern analysis technology. There are four critical or, from the Deutsche Bahn's point of view, unusual situations, such as left-behind objects, people in protected zones, such as tunnels or tracks, people in horizontal positions, and unusual crowd behavior. The computers would recognize these situations, switch on the images of the corresponding camera in the control room separately, and sound the alarm there. The Reichsbürger, or Reich Citizens, movement in Berlin continues to grow. At the end of March this year, the Office for the Protection of the Constitution registered 550 supporters, a 40% increase compared to 2016. The administration office further announced that among them are 130 registered right-wing extremists. Reich citizens do not recognize the Federal Republic of Germany as an independent state and believe that the pre-1945 German Reich is still in existence. Hence their name. They have their own self-made identity documents. Only in April, the police took action against two men from Weissensee who produced and sold such ID cards. The authorities perceive the Reich citizens primarily as, quote, annoying. They ignore official orders and cost assessments, often refuse to pay taxes and levies, and instead overwhelm authorities and courts with complaints and lawsuits. The administration does not believe that the 550 identified persons pose an immediate threat, for example, by committing politically motivated acts of violence. Nevertheless, they cannot be described as harmless. They often insult and threaten officials, police officers, or bailiffs in writing or by telephone. All those affected have experienced a sharp increase in aggressiveness. Since the beginning of the holidays, the Tierheim Berlin had to take more abandoned pets into care than usual. Spokeswoman Julia Strassenberg said that since the end of June, the animal shelter has been getting twice as many animals a week as before. The keepers registered more than 30 new animals per week in July so far. At the moment, there are many small animals, like rabbits and guinea pigs, but also exotics like turtles. Passing on turtles is problematic, as hardly anyone is interested in these animals as opposed to dogs or cats. Some animals are abandoned by their owners and left to themselves. Strassenberg advises holidaymakers to arrange alternative care ahead of time, for example, in an animal boarding house. Animal owners who are planning a trip can also find neighborhood help on the internet. Whoever abandons pets in the city violates the Animal Welfare Act and can be reported. The Animal Shelter Berlin has accepted more than 3,300 animals since the beginning of the year, and at present, about 1,400 animals are being housed. The facility in Berlin-Falkenberg covers an area of 16 hectares and is the largest animal shelter in Europe. To stay updated on local Berlin news every weekday, subscribe to our podcast by visiting berlinbriefing.de, follow us on Twitter and Facebook, or enable our Alexa skill. You can also find us and other Berlin-related podcasts on bearradio.org. And if you like what we are doing, support us by telling your friends, send us feedback, and rate us on iTunes. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.